This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks. I'm at LAX, in the ninth circle of hell. Or Terminal 3, I meant. And we are picking up my friend Karen Kilgariff, who is usually she chimes in right now and starts talking, but of course, for now, she is a guest, an upcoming guest, but once she sits down, that role will actually transfer to co-host, and she will be pulling double duty as, you know, a guest and a co-host, which she's able to do. She's able to multitask. I can only host, and I can only do so much, so get off my back. I'm sorry, I yelled at you. Okay, we are at, see if I can see her. Steven, are you with me?
Hi, buddy. I'm here with you.
Yeah, I forgot. Sometimes I forget. And then I hear your faint baby-like breathing. You breathe like an angel.
I'm very soft. I've been sleeping in the back this whole time. Not really, but yeah, we're keeping an eye out for Karen.
Karen is...
We've already witnessed a car accident on the way here.
Yeah, that was horrifying. Classic T-bone with a classic Corvette. Everything about it.
It seemed okay. They seemed okay.
They seemed in shock.
Yeah, they were just sort of...
The guy was just sitting there taking it in.
Oh, we just passed Karen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So well...
Let's just pull in her here.
The amount of stress that the airport brings me is notable and noteworthy. And that means the same thing. Do you think that Karen saw us?
I just texted her.
Boy, this... Oh, there she is.
Oh, wait. I totally...
That was a bizarro...
I definitely saw Karen's doppelganger. That's hilarious.
Hi, friend.
Hi.
Here's your mic.
Oh, thank you.
You...
Are we recording now?
We are,
okay,
we are.
Okay, put this down.
Yeah.
It's... I can't believe we used to do this all the time.
I know, it sucks shit.
It really...
Ooh, ooh.
Is worse than I remember.
Okay.
There's so much to think about.
There's so many fucking people, and now there's... Oh, wait.
And so sorry, we're late.
That's okay. There's so many people, and there's now construction. I mean, Jesus.
And on the way here, because of recent LA rains, there were cartoonish potholes that were literally... as deep as they were wide, like 1 foot, square foot potholes where your tire would just get engulfed.
Like, you can't hit it or your tire will pop.
I was dodging it like lava or some kind of a video game, like leaping on avoiding alligator heads.
Hold on a second. I think avoiding potholes, I was going to say potheads, avoiding potholes would be a good video game. It's like a driving game, but then all of a sudden there's just like a huge, horrible pothole.
Yeah, just realistic.
Yeah. Sometimes they're shallow.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're like deep pits that like it sounds like your tire popped.
And you have to obey traffic laws. You can get tickets while you're driving. This is a great video game idea.
Isn't it fun? And what if you also isn't it fun? Also, your bills are listed on the side, so you can worry about those.
Oh yes, yes.
And still owe $300.
Yeah, yeah. You can just check and see if when you have to, your taxes are due. All of a sudden,
what's upcoming?
Oh, your mother's calling. Oh boy.
I'm gonna drive into this pothole. Okay, I do have a couple pieces of news from the road. Dinar.
Yes, of course. How was your trip?
Oh, it was great and really fun. Mm-hmm. But the fun part is, so everybody, that's why this episode is late, because I am just coming home today.
And you had been gone for some time.
For 6 days, I think. My dog is going to be very mad.
And I was gone right up till that point.
Guys, we are road comics. We're road comics.
We are doing the circuit.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
I am reliant on it.
Although right before I came out, I saw on Twitter the hang in there kitty that you put. Did you Photoshop that?
No, I just found a little image.
Oh, it was good. It looked real good. Okay, so so I've been on the road with My Favorite Murder, but of course, we meet people, and then people always say, I love, do you need a ride? So in the meet and greet we've done four. So I think this was, please forgive me, Carrie and Amanda. I'm pretty positive this was in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Which was the best. We had like a weekend of the most fun shows and the most like, it was Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Indianapolis.
Yeah, I like that area of the country.
People are so smart. They're so like ready to have a good time. It was last night was St. Patrick's Day in Indianapolis, and we were totally prepared for it to be a shit show.
Right.
And it was one of the best shows we've ever had. Yeah. It was amazing.
I think that I get the false, because I base so many cities on the comedy club.
Yes.
And I don't think that Crackers in Indianapolis, and for the longest time I thought the neon picture behind me was Hitler. I know that that Charlie Chaplin and Hitler of course had the same mustache,
they
but it's
mustache.
A very Hitler-y looking Charlie Chaplin,
yeah,
that is behind you at Crackers.
Did they give Charlie Chaplin like long bangs? Because that's not the same.
It's just what he's doing with his arm, just straight up holding the cane. No, I'm kidding. It's just the
holding
subtle
the cane up and forward.
They just leaned a little Adolf-y. And
yeah, well, you don't like that. I mean,
no.
One doesn't.
Right now, announce now as a podcast, we really don't like Hitler.
We fucking hate Hitler's guts.
He's a dick. He's the worst.
He's the worst. His followers suck.
He's the king of dicks.
Yeah,
and some of his followers are still around.
He's the king of dicks. Let's not go into Nazism. Yeah,
oh yes,
only
yes,
9
no. That's halfway podcast.
Here's the good news. Here's mm-hmm. the exact opposite of Hitler.
Yes.
In the meet and greet of Pittsburgh, I met a woman named Carrie who grabbed my arm and said, "Please don't stop doing. Do you need a ride?" And then I grabbed her arm set back and said, "We won't, but it's gonna be late this week."
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So please, Carrie, forgive us. But she knew first.
She always, at least she knew.
Yeah.
Other people didn't know.
Other people may have panicked. Carrie was sitting back in what I assume is Pittsburgh, calm as a cucumber. Then a little while later, or the next night, I cannot remember. I met a woman named Amanda who came up and she had presents for us, for Georgia and I, separate. And then she goes, "Oh," and then I pulled this out, $25 gift certificate to Starbucks. She wanted the next couple drive-thrus for Starbucks for Dinar to be on her.
Oh, that's so great.
So that was from Amanda. Isn't that the nicest gift? I was like, ooh, thank you.
Yeah, it is. And we could utilize that today.
Yet,
if not during, after the podcast.
Yet utilize the fucking lies about it. I'm out of my mind, by the way. Sorry.
No.
I'm so fucking tired. I think I slept for 2 hours last night.
It's okay. It makes for good. I think it makes for, because your brain is, its back is against the wall. Your back's brain is against the wall.
That's right.
And it makes you blurt. It makes you admit things you didn't even want to talk about. And I can't wait to get into it.
It's podcasting gold.
What are the darkest things you did on your trip?
So much dark shit. Oh my god. Oh, it went so dark. No, it was actually beyond delightful. I'd never been to Pittsburgh, and it is a lovely town. Have you been there? Done comedy there?
I was subtly mugged there, but I'm not gonna blame the whole city.
Okay, good.
I enjoyed the people at the shows. It's just
Someone just lightly reach into your pocket and take your money?
He had a shadowy thing that could be a gun, but even if it was, I didn't wanna. I just gave him some money.
Oh, good.
And then, well, I'm not, you know, I always go blue, but it really did. That happened, and then after that, I sharted my pants, and as a joke. Greg Barrett, who I was opening for at the time, had at the kiosk where they had sundries at the hotel, they had something called Oops, and it was a little puck, but it Oops, and it was emergency underwear.
No.
And we laughed at that, and he bought one and threw it in my bag. Oh. And then I indeed needed the Oops later on. I didn't see it till I got home.
That's crazy.
But so, yeah, I got plenty of sleep, and I just admitted that I sharted my pants.
I think everyone's done it.
I think so, but just walking around after a mugging, like, usually you have to be driving or in some... Well, I was panicked.
It was adrenaline.
Yeah, scared the shit out of me.
I bet it. Oh. Is it too weird that I'm wearing sunglasses? I can't...
Did you injure your eye, or were you winking at me?
I just lifted my sunglasses and gave a wink like Carol Channing.
Can you remove your sunglasses just to make sure you're still Peter Falk? Okay, check.
No, it's so bright out here.
Yeah.
It's like, it's killing my eyeballs.
Will this make you feel better if we're both dual Roy Orbisons?
We're dual douchebags here in Los Angeles. What have you been doing?
I have been moving.
Oh, that's right.
I found a place I applied for one place that I thought was great, but it turns out it was just a man who figured out the code to the key box and pretended to be a realtor.
No!
He sent me an application, I filled it out, and then he tried to open credit cards in my name.
No!
So I alerted the credit bureaus and the...
rental place?
Stumbled upon that same apartment legitimately for rent on Zillow. That's what tipped me off. And then... He had even stolen their logo. Like, they were called Stern Realty. He called his son Realty or whatever. And he had the balls to use their logo, but he showed me the apartment. But all he had was my social security number and my address. But you can open credit cards with just those two bits of info.
They're crucial.
Anyway, so I went through the ringer looking for a place, but I finally found a place in
Chris,
Echo Park.
Can we pause it for 1 second?
Yes, yes.
You had an interaction with a con man.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't some, you know, like, blank person on the internet. You the apartment.
He didn't show me. Am a little to blame, but this... The one I legitimately got worked the same way. It's just go look at it, and
here's
then I will email you the application.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't there walking me through. That's so creepy.
He somehow learned the key to show it was in a lockbox, and he knew that. So he went and saw it himself and memorized the code. I'm sure it happens all the time.
Wow.
And I talked to him on the phone a lot, though, and there were some... Him having the address wrong was the first indicator.
Yeah.
I was like, I went to 558 and it was not the house. He's like, yes, it is. I'm like, no, I talked to the owner. And they said 559. I'm like, well, that's a different address.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to kind of kiss these people's asses. It's like a job interview. And I'm like, oh, honest mistake.
That's true. They do have it over you, especially in LA these days.
Yeah.
Where it's so hard to find an apartment. Like, they have all the power.
And this, the place that I got, I squatted in the rain. I'm like, I'm not leaving. Here's the money. Here's the application. I want this place. And I think another guy was approved for it, but I came and took it away. So I'm a jerk too. We're all terrible people.
I mean, look, it's doggy dog out there in the apartment finding world.
It is a Michael Vick dogfight out there. but I love this place.
Should you go over there?
Should I not go on the freeway?
It's so stopped.
It is so very
let's
stopped.
Let's do this way.
Okay. Even though it's dangerous and scary. Oh my gosh, everyone's going so fast. I'm that person that is in the, oh, look at me go. This is horrifying. No one cares about me. They are all going so fast. I'm sorry that I've put us in this dangerous position.
No, I feel I did too.
That was just one of those median triangles where you're, ooh, I'm surprised we didn't have to slam into a couple barrels of water. You know how sometimes they have those orange barrels? But that was, man, that was an adrenaline.
Are you all right?
Well, you know that we're in more danger of dying with me behind the wheel. That's that's been established.
It's long established. Steven, these are for you.
Ooh.
These are all the live shows. Sorry, it's not a present.
Oh.
They're all the live
presents.
Sorry. Oh, the black one is the one from last night.
Yes.
Oh. And you should have, Vince says you should have all the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
You really?
Sorry, a little business in here.
Steven loves recording.
I got a gift card now. Here's some drives.
I eat these USBs after. So.
Yeah. Ooh.
This apartment is very roomy. It's got a giant, it's plenty of room for me.
Oh, sorry.
It's a great price.
The general area?
Echo Park. So I can
see
the lake.
So you're coming over on the east side now.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in it, baby.
Chris.
I'm in it. It's intimidatingly hip and happening where I'm at.
Awesome.
I walk around, I'm like, I feel like everyone's dad. I feel like everyone's in their 20s, and I'm like, oh, I'm not. I should have done this 10 years ago.
Right. But it's not too late.
I'm just by all these hip eateries.
Yes. You love an eatery.
I love eateries. I love being hip. And yeah, it's just the best. But I did have the moving process was going up 40 stairs. Like a walkway of cement stairs, staggered groups of 6 to 10 stairs. So my refrigerator, things like that, were...
moved those?
I hired a moving boy.
Thank God.
Boy. There's a moving boy that
just
lives near me.
Young one?
He's a little young boy with a strong back, and he owns a Sprinter van. He's actually 31.
Okay, good.
But he has the energy of a boy. Because, man, did we and then... we moved everything up these stairs, and it was a lot of work. I was sore the next day, like I'd been beat up by a group of men. Oh, look at that. Mercedes just...
Did they go over the median?
Yeah. He drove. He decided to do that.
He did.
Actually, I'm okay with it now that I'm looking at it.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Also, that was a badass-looking Mercedes.
So the first day I take out my garbage, I realize there's an alley behind my apartment that I could have parked and moved, level ground, moved everything 20 feet.
No.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was. I just laughed.
Okay, good.
I had to call and tell the mover, you know, there's an alley.
That's horrible.
I didn't know that there was an alley, a wide, paved, very level alley
street
on
level.
Top of the hill. So I live on a hill.
That's fine.
Surround my trees. I'm nowhere near a street, except for that alley.
That's great.
And it's quiet, like I'm in a cabin somewhere, yet I'm in the middle of Los Angeles.
That's beautiful.
I'm so excited.
Is it an apartment? Is it like a freestanding building?
It is an apartment, but it's connected to one other unit.
Okay.
So it's got a little courtyard, or three other. It's like a horseshoe-shaped three units, and I have my own garage. I have my own garage.
Oh, so, okay, because you said that about having Steven, like, switching cars, and
yes.
I thought you meant in Marina Del Rey.
My new place has a garage.
That's
great. Do you know how impossible it is to find a garage? You can be looking based on, I need a garage.
Never find anything?
Do I need a garage? Yes, I did. And did I find one? Yes, I did.
That's your new podcast. Do you need a garage?
I'm going to do it in there alone.
And just yell yes over and over.
I'm so excited. I've just been running around in my underwear. There's no roommates. I don't live with another grown man.
The best.
It's just the best. But I do miss, I've gotten lonely a couple times.
It's, you know, it's a solitary life sometimes, but yes, it's good to get used to having fun living alone.
And doing things like playing solitaire on my computer.
Yeah.
Which I gotta get into, right?
You have to. And also, you have to listen to the song Solitaire by Laura Branigan. I don't know why I have the hiccups all of a sudden.
Yeah, I won't hold it against you. It's a bodily function.
Dang it.
You actually made the hick noise, kind of like Andy Kapp when he was drunk.
Oh, I'm really drunk. So drunk right now.
Oh, those... Even if you quit drinking, some of those airline personnel. Why do I always forget? I don't want to say stewardess because it's
because the language offensive. Is attendant.
Attendant, flight attendant. The language keeps changing.
Yeah,
and we have to
evolve with it.
Evolve with it. Otherwise, you're gonna make some sky waitress pissed. Whoops.
Oh, here come the letters piling up around us inside the car.
They're all saying, "This is what I want for Christmas, Santa."
Oh, this is the wrong car. This isn't Santa's car.
Sorry.
So I bet you there's people who listen to this podcast who are like, I don't care when you chew gum. I don't care when you swallow your weird Rice Krispie treats. But the hiccuping. Shit. That's not professional.
Should I almost drive into a freeway median again to scare them out of you?
Yeah. Try to scare me. Just try to scare me verbally. What can you think of?
You have 10 years at best left to live, Karen.
That's funny.
Did it work?
That would make me laugh. I was pretty much figuring that anyway.
That was based. Please. That was based in no reality.
You're not seeing the future.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Someone should tell me I have to wear white jeans outside today.
Really? That was Labor Day. When's Labor Day?
Is it Labor Day? White jeans before Labor Day.
And then afterwards.
And just all the time.
I did see, and I think it was in retaliation of St. Patrick's Day yesterday. I saw a group wearing all white. They were all just dressed like Andrew WK.
Oh, cool.
And I think that it was them saying, hey, we don't like green. We like white.
Or it could have been a bunch of bakers just hanging out after work.
And I'm like, you bet I pinched them all. It's so fun. Can you imagine if you actually pinched people in 2019? If anyone had pinched you yesterday,
you would have sued them.
Call HR.
Yep. This is over.
Not the human resources, but the lead singer at Bad Brains. Call HR.
Right as someone's like this, like giving you the pincher fingers, you just scream, time's up, motherfucker. Pinching needs to be out of the culture entirely. Little kids don't like it.
No one.
Your hot secretary does not like it. Can't. Never has.
The only person that likes it is a grandma who wants a piece of your fucking cheek meat.
Yeah. She's not the receiver, though.
No. She's the giver.
Giver of pain.
Does it feel good to pinch people, I guess?
No.
I don't know. If I think back, I don't know that I've ever pinched.
It doesn't feel good to pinch people, but I will say this. Because you can't feel it. It feels like no matter what you do, you can't pinch enough.
If someone pinches you on the weenus, you know, your extra skin on your elbow, called the weenus. Did you know that that's what it's called?
No, I did not.
Weenus, it seems like a little kid pee-pee name, but it's your loose elbow skin.
Oh, that doesn't
And you
feel
can pick, yeah, I can bite that shit, you won't feel it.
You know what's funny?
If you on St. Patrick's Day, you're not wearing green, I'll bite your weenus.
I'll rip this off.
I kind of enjoy it. Oh, it's S&M-y of me.
I had a boyfriend once who once told me, he goes, you know, you can bite my knuckle and I won't feel it. And he would just go like this every once in a while and let me bite as hard as I could on his knuckle.
Really? The skin?
Yeah.
The skin, not the bone, not the...
Uh-uh. It was like he would curl his index finger in and then like on that first knuckle, just bite down.
And he felt like you need it. It's like, oh, I can? Oh boy, oh boy.
I'm not sure.
I love biting knuckles.
It's funny. I don't know how it came It made sense at the time.
You've been on a... This is, I love it when you have no sleep because you start talking about this knuckle-biting stuff. Your deep, dark secret.
This is how dark it got.
I used to bite my boyfriend's knuckles. Ooh, someone needs a nap. Scandalous. Yeah.
No, it really seemed normal until I just said it out loud, and I was like, oh, that's right.
No, I love that anecdote.
It was an offer from him. It wasn't my idea. But then once I did it, I was like, yes, I'm going to do this all the time.
How old were you at this time?
No, honestly, it was like 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It was very recent.
Oh, it's the same, though. It's like a mini weenus, your little knuckle skin flap.
Yeah.
Bite. I imagine an elephant, since you know how your knuckles look like little elephant knees.
Yes.
I bet elephants bite each other on the knees.
Aww.
Wouldn't that be cute?
That would be the most
precious.
If they
aren't already enjoyable enough, protecting their young, getting concerned when baby I will go down a spiral watching elephant babies tip over and the parent going, oh no, are you okay, and helping them up.
Picking them up.
No, it's other
like
parent,
cutest.
Human parents barely do that.
I know. And also, elephants look like they're like sad and understanding at the same time. So then there's this there's a built-in poignancy.
Yeah.
Even if they could be two total asshole elephants. They could be the worst people in the neighborhood.
Right.
But you'd still be like, oh.
You know how you can judge people by their eyes? Elephants, you never know.
And
that mouth, are they smiling? Are they sad? It's like a Mona Lisa mouth.
It's so true. And also, when they grab a head of lettuce and then they feed it to themselves.
They grab heads of lettuce and feed, oh, with their own nose.
Yeah.
They use their nose as a feeder.
Their nose is a fifth feeder.
And some elephants paint with their nose. Have
that's
you seen
true.
That?
That's true, Chris. And this morning on the show, we have one such elephant baby. Damn it. If I wasn't hiccuping, I could do my newscaster character.
It's great. It just sounds like we're hitting potholes.
You know what's funny?
Uh-huh.
We were in Indianapolis. The woman who came to pick us up from the theater, her name is Hannah. Uh-huh. And the first thing she said was, sorry about all the potholes. Then I remembered when she said that someone else talked about how bad the potholes were in Pittsburgh.
Does everyone work for the city there? Why would she apologize?
I think this is a national infrastructure issue where,
yes,
like, these things aren't getting taken care of the way they used to.
Everyone's been hit hard precipitation-wise, be it frozen, be it wet.
Yes, extreme weather.
Immediately affects, so wherever you are right now, we are sorry about your specific city's potholes.
Oh, and sinkholes, which I get every time a sinkhole opens up in any city across America, I get tweeted to.
Sinkholes across America have been swallowing Buicks and other cars. It doesn't have to be a Buick.
No, any car, American made, damn it.
Domestic or foreign?
Foreign or domestic enemies. When
I used to snowboard on a live volcano known as Mount Bachelor in Bend, Oregon, which is such a obvious volcano. The top of it has a cone-shaped hole from a recent 100 years ago it blew.
Shit.
And there's like any day now it's going to blow again. It is not a good idea to have a ski area on this mountain. That's what all these smart scientists say.
Yeah.
But you could be traversing, going kind of slow, and just fall into a sinkhole. And you'd be surrounded by rocks and steam from volcanic activity.
Are you serious?
Yes. I saw it happen and had to pull a friend out.
And you saw it down in there and it was volcanic inside?
Well, it was rock. You know, there was just no snow down there. It's weird. It's just bare, dark, volcanic type rock.
Wow.
The mountain is a volcano. I mean, people have died that way while skiing.
Yes.
Fallen sinkholes. I think.
Bachelor?
Not a bachelor, but I heard about it happening at Tahoe.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
I mean, these sinkholes.
It's an issue in this country.
And it's an issue on the streets.
So yes.
We'll bring it back to what we were talking about.
Peace in the streets, everybody.
Peace out.
Let's come on. Hey, I'm going to look and see if there's a Starbucks we can drive.
Oh, yeah, we can utilize our new card.
I think there's one coming up on the right.
Really? You know this city well enough? Where are we?
Oh,
we're
honey.
We're like Alhambra.
Girl. No, we're not.
I don't know the parts of town. I just wanted to say it.
We're in Alhambra.
I had a show last night in Arroyo, and I typed Arroyo, and it looked like it was 3 hours away. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to some desert community. But it's just the name of a golf course in South Pasadena.
Oh.
That's okay. It was a fun time.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Wait, you did comedy there?
On St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Yeah. I got a little Juice Lucy, and I did some drunken jokies.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
It's so fun to be around you drunk like this.
Wait, what? You're hiccuping. Wait, are you...
I'm not drunk.
No. Where you're in your new apartment...
Yes. God, let's talk about it more.
I guess I want to ask this question correctly, but, like, are there comedy shows that you can just run down and do that are nearby?
Totally. I've never... The very first show I've ever walked to was Good Heroin on Friday night. I've never walked to a comedy show before.
I love it.
In Venice, 15 years. Even the handful of shows there, they aren't walking distance. I can think of a handful right now off the top of my head that are now... I could do somersaults. I wouldn't even need to walk.
Yeah, because also there's the one... If you go up the street, there's the one at that bar.
Little Joy?
Yes.
Yes, I could walk to Little Joy.
Amazing.
So far, I've gone there to see if there's a show, and they just handed me a whiskey. I've been celebrating being in that part of town.
You should.
A little too much.
No, you shouldn't.
I am in dangerous proximity to some very fun watering holes. Now that I'm in the thick of it, we're going to see big things from Fairbanks coming from Echo Park.
You better get ready, Fairbanks, to really... You better get your signature hand ready.
Mm-hmm.
You better get all your shirts ironed.
I do believe you mean my... Autograph.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's what I meant.
Do you ever have a waiter?
Karen,
do you ever eat at a place and then the waiter or waitress comes over and says, can you put your autograph here? And you want to correct them, but you don't.
Right, because you're like, no, I would like to give someone my autograph, for Christ's sake.
If they say that, I just,
You just do it. You say, with pleasure, it's why I moved to this town 15 years ago. With nothing but a smile and a dream.
With pleasure, Virginia Slims. Should I, how am I doing?
Yeah, I think good. You could go to the right?
Yeah,
what you're gonna say,
Steven? Yeah. I'm just like kind of driving like a madman.
No, we just go straight up.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
It's so funny that it's every time I'm behind
you got
the wheel.
Just go straight.
I realize how much better you are. You're really good at podcasting and driving.
But it's because women, our brains are built to multitask because of the children.
It's true. The children. You got one on each breast. You're making an egg.
And driving.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
And why the unicycle in the kitchen?
There's too much nursing around these eggs.
I'm a mother. Well, I'm a terrible mother. And a terrible husband. Who made me that?
Green light. Go.
Oh, God. Stop it. Green lights.
You were stopping because you were making a point. Okay, everyone, hold on because I'm about to tell you this.
I press on the brakes whenever a sentence has a period. Like, what the hell is wrong with me? Oh, because that's dangerous, too. It looks like I'm giving that guy a chance to turn, and then I'm like, never mind.
No, never mind.
That's
I
how
just
T-bones
remember,
happen.
I remembered I was driving.
I was going to say, who made me that I'm a terrible husband drawing that was an intricate... You wouldn't remember that.
What?
And this. Look at these nice bookmarks.
Oh, like what was the name?
I have to think. It's right here. Who made me these bookmarks? Jackie! Thank you for the bookmarks.
Let me see. Just pick them up and look at them yourself.
Yeah, there's diner bookmarks.
Oh, these are beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one.
Yeah,
because
you can.
I just started a new book.
I just bought a book, and it's for... it's called Strange... World Strange... God, whatever. It's a book with the word strange in it. I read the jacket, and I'm like, that sounds like it's for me. And it's for the reading level of a 17-year-old.
Strange World?
Yeah, I think it's called Strange World. I don't know. I was in stories. I showed up to Good Heroin early, and I'm like, I should buy a book.
Oh, that's good.
Because I have these bookmarks, and I have a reading chair. I have a big apartment. I could read.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't realize you were going to be like that now.
I am going to be like that. You're going to notice a lot of changes around here, Karen.
I'm picking, I think I might pick this one with the barn.
I have fainting couch. I have a chaise lounge. I might be laying on that.
Fainting?
Yeah, well, whenever I get the vapors.
Hey, Jackie, I'm going to take, I don't know if I'm...
Jackie, are you listening?
Jackie, I'm going to take the barn bookmark because I love it.
But that doesn't say Dinar on it.
I know, but I'm on the podcast, so I don't need a bookmark
reminder
of my podcast.
Okay, you're right.
You know what I mean?
That's very right.
Oops.
And the times that I've worn my own Dinar shirt or Fairbanks shirt, people will call me out. And I'm like, what? It's a shirt
myself.
I designed. I'll wear my shirt designs, but sometimes if they have your name, then you're being a little weird.
I think that's the thing where I think people go like, I love your thing, and so here's what I would wear, but I'm going to give it to you.
Right.
Even though then I want to go, but I'm not going to wear a thing of my own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm from the 90s where you would literally, man or woman, be beaten up for wearing a thing of your own thing. You had to act like you didn't care.
In the just on the heels of the late 80s, I think it was, actually it could have been 90, 91, my friend Ian Lovely, who was from Loveland, Colorado.
Really? Yeah. My dad worked with a man named Tom Lovely.
Really?
Good friends with him for years.
Ian's dad is named Tim Lovely. Do you think Tom Lovely is Tim Lovely's long-lost brother?
I would love it. Or maybe very close brother, and we just have never made this
Lovely
connection.
Is not a common name.
And it's a really good one.
I'm going to go ahead and say right now, though, the Tom and Tim are brothers. Anyway, their kid Ian was my buddy.
Okay, really, so Ian's basically my cousin. Anyway, right. Go ahead.
Ian, your cousin, was an amazing skateboarder. He's a funny friend. He's like a... In the eighth grade, and he would get at the fair. You can get a photographic picture of your face, and they would emblazon it on a shirt, screen print it on a shirt. So he just had his hair was green. He had a picture of him on his shirt with green hair, but he was wearing a white shirt in the photo. So it's just a floating head of what's
directly
is
above.
Exactly the same head.
Genius.
And for some reason, it was the funniest thing in the world.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like how when Steve-O on the red carpet revealed that he had a tattoo of his own face on his back.
I mean, that is such a, that's like, well, that's premeditated, almost narcissistic. That's crazy.
But it's a celebration of the narcissism.
It is a celebration of your face, and he did it as a joke.
And it's a big face. I mean, it's ludicrous. I just love that guy. He's so just like, who gives a shit about
anything?
I like
him more and more now. He's become a total sweetheart, and he cares about things. When I met him, he was a very drunk. Yeah. And my friend Ryan used to do things with him, like when he was farting flames out of his butt or whatever. Ryan would be jumping over him on a skateboard.
Sure.
Ryan's from Montana, and we met them at the Rainbow Room, and Steve-O was having drinks and buying food for everyone. And
aww.
And then we went to. At the Key Club, we walked down. There was a pimp and hoe ball.
I think you told me about this.
Yes, where he just started peeing on the red carpet, and Ryan was filming him, and the pee was hitting a. These are real pimps.
Yeah.
They aren't just men dressed up for Halloween.
No.
They are.
They're celebrating. They're doing it.
They have working ladies under them that they probably slap around.
Yeah, it's not the greatest thing to celebrate, but at the same time, you don't pee on.
There are other people just being, no, God. And I remember watching him pee on the red carpet with his shirt off, and on his stomach, he had a Crip and Blood tattoo of theater masks, like a sad face and a happy face, but one was the Crips and one was the Bloods, and it was... They were intertwined, and maybe it was showing them together. It was just a comedy tattoo.
Right.
But there was... I know that there was Crip and Blood affiliated fellas.
Of course.
Standing right there, watch. And they were going to kill him until one of them was like, oh, this is a guy from MTV. Or like, and then all of a sudden, I just watched his fame get him out of being murdered.
Yes.
And then they carried him off and he got to go in for free and we didn't even get entry. I didn't get to go to the Pimp and Ho Ball, but I don't think I wanted to.
Well, yeah, I think that you would have felt a little bit out of place probably.
Come on, I love hoes.
It doesn't matter. They don't want you there. It's not your time, white boy.
What if I'm a John? What if I'm... any Johns invited to this Pimp and Ho Ball? Having money, like, how does a classic John just...
$35 and walking
just
around with it in your hand.
Seersucker suit, like, John here, ready for some hoes.
Ready to promenade with the pimps and the hoes. There's, in the 90s, I really fucking hated
Promenade, like, arms locking?
Yeah, because that's how I've watched...
me standing in between a pimp and his...
Waving cash like you're at a parade. But... Listen, there's on a couple different websites, they've been doing that for a while, and so they have pictures of those from New York City in the 70s, when it was like the real fucking deal.
Pimpin' hoballs?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a phrase I'm coming up with. I hope no one thinks I use the word ho.
We thought you organized this whole... thought this was yours.
I early on did the social media, but it's back in the flip phone days. All I did is text some people's beepers.
Guys, show up, please.
Show up. And don't come strapped, I would always say in all caps.
Don't come strapped. But the thing I was going to say is, it feels to me like that is a perfect example, separate from... what the event was. Steve O was in this position, and I think it's why celebrities go crazy, because the world becomes unreal because they can do whatever they want.
Right.
Because he has a fucking Crip and Blood tattoo, theater mask tattoo, which is hilarious and makes me nervous just saying it.
Yeah.
And because those are real gangs and real people in the city we live in.
Right.
And he fucking he has made it so that his basically party personality gets him out of things. Now which is even braver that he's sober now.
He
walked away from that. Like, he basically had a free pass to Assholeville. And he was like, no, I want to be a cool person.
I am really impressed with his recovery and how much he's changed. Like, he went from getting a smiley face tattooed on his back from a bumpy car ride. Yes. He has like a... India ink doorbell motor prison tattoo on his head. That's a joke. I mean, I have a joke tattoo also of a Band-Aid.
I mean,
I got a little Steve-O in me. Come
sure.
on. I could
no,
have been
no,
one of those
do.
Jackass
I'm
guys.
Not saying
you
that
always you're... say I'm not good enough. But, and now I'll go to his Instagram and he's like, he went to some foreign country and he found a dog on the street. Brought it to the vet, and it's his dog now.
No.
He saw all these, like, feral dogs. I can't remember where they were.
Venezuela.
Let's just say it was in Tibet or Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Or perhaps Colombia.
Oh, Colombia.
But, that's his dog now, and he was sleeping in a tent with him.
Aww.
Like crazy jackass stuff, but out of sweetness.
Yes. Yeah. Also, his face, and I know this is very, like... His face is the face of a boy I would have loved in third grade.
And I
can't explain it, but like, so I used to watch that, the show.
Are you going
to
talk about eyebrows now?
No.
Does he have those eyebrows? Those concerned elephant eyebrows that Timothy Elephant has? Or no, Colin Farrell, sorry.
Timothy Elephant. No, you know what I'm going to talk about is the show that him and Chris Pontius did.
Wild Boys?
Yes. It got me through. Like, it got me through some very dark times.
Really?
Yes, because I just stumbled on it one day, and it was like, I was like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah, that's the show he was doing during this Pimp and Hobalt. That's what one of the pimps recognized him from.
Okay, because that show was amazing. They were the perfect combination. And they really, I think the reason I started watching it the first time is because he was supposed to be bungee jumping off this really tall bridge, and he didn't want to do it. And they were just making him do it. He was really mad. It was so funny. And then he did it. It was super scary. I think he bungee jumped, but it was like just around his ankle or some fucked up, like he could totally die thing. And I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
Have it on your ankle?
Around my ankles. They asked me how much I weighed. I was like, wait, if it's that close, I'm 155. And he's like, oh, okay. They had a bunch of different lengths and strengths of bungee.
Yeah.
we climbed up onto this train trestle. It was so illegal that someone on a scope was looking down the tunnel to see if a train was coming.
Oh, my God.
And the other direction. And a train did come. We had to gather everything and hide under the bridge. But it was...
Jesus Christ.
I dove off. It was connected to my ankles. And I dipped. They said, do you want to dip in the water? It's 400 feet. And I... And my head, just my head, dipped in the water.
Holy
and then,
shit.
And then they gradually... And I didn't want to do it either. It was horrifying. It felt just like dying.
Yeah.
And they, you get two jumps, and they're like, okay, time for your second jump. And I'm like, one is enough, sir.
Yeah. I would. How would you do the second right again? That's nuts.
I hope I haven't told that story before. But
no, I've never heard that.
It was horrible. And then at the end, they're like, who wants to shoot an Uzi?
Where
we
were
shot
you?
Truckee, California.
You were just, were you at like a white trash camp?
I was, no, it was very, yes, it was, the entire town is 100% white, yes, but, you know, they got some trash mixed with that class.
Listen.
It was snowboarder people, you know, my old
okay.
Life. And, but yeah, I did not want to shoot an Uzi. I just want to put that on record.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's a good call.
Yeah. An automatic weapon against a rock wall. That's how that the wife died in Legends of the Fall. Remember?
They shot a Uzi at her.
They shot. Was it Legends of the Fall? Yeah, it was. Brad Pitt just married this beautiful Native American woman, and then these guys shot. These bootleggers or someone shot against this wall and one ricocheted and killed his
ba-ding.
Wife. It was so sad.
Did it go pa-ding?
It went pa-ting. And she went. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I know. I didn't mean to ruin this episode.
No, you didn't. You just ruined Legends of the Fall. Why was the freeway so fucking packed on a Monday morning? Was that commute traffic?
I don't know, but it really took its toll on me emotionally. Steven was, before we started recording, I didn't have any chill.
Oh, no.
And I apologize, Steven. Sometimes I'm only in a good mood while we're podcasting.
That's right, why I podcast.
Yeah.
Just so I can enjoy myself just for one hour a day.
That's how I was last night. I was not wanting to do stand-up. I didn't want to drive to the show. I didn't. And then while I'm on stage, I'm like, this is fun.
Yes.
It's
just our weird personalities.
Wow. How close was I to hitting that bus?
Not, you know, you were about 2 feet.
Yeah.
No big.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care about this car.
No.
Go ahead and hit me, you big yellow bus.
Especially now that you're an East Sider who can walk in your cool shoes everywhere.
Oh, God, you're right. I do. I noticed while moving that I do have a lot of cool shoes.
Mr. Cool Shoes is what I call you behind your back.
You can do anything, but don't call me Mr. Cool Shoes. One of the better things about actually moving was throwing away a lot of things. I needed to do that. And it's a cleansing thing. You're supposed to do it.
What was the hardest thing to throw away?
The drill that my mother gave my dad at but it doesn't work. And it had it's an old drill, and it would literally shock my hands.
Oh.
Like, it was dangerous.
Yes.
I had to like take the cord and wrap it around the drill to make it work. It's like, okay, this is a liability.
Yes.
It was only protected. I didn't have black electrician's tape. I was using white masking tape,
which doesn't
keep you from getting electrocuted.
No.
No.
I think it might encourage it.
I think it taunts electrocution. It challenges it to happen.
So you got rid of the drill. I think that's good. Your mom would be looking down saying, yeah, good call.
Yes. Yes.
Don't fucking electrocute yourself, for Christ's sake.
Oh, God, I just realized I don't know where I have her ashes somewhere. I got to unpack still. I still have to unpack everything.
Were they in your apartment?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know
you
where
brought
they
it
are.
Up.
I know. I'm sorry. I think they are. They got to be. I moved everything.
And you haven't. So how many boxes do you have left to unpack?
I still have the baseboards or whatever of my garage lined with unessential boxes.
Okay.
Bookshelves. And I still have to do my walls. I'm going to... I was watching True Romance, and Michael Rapaport and Brad Pitt in it have a Hawaii wall. where it's just a wallpaper sheet of a photo of the, like,
love it.
And I found one online. I'm gonna have a Hawaii wall.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the best idea.
And then in my room, I found a evergreen hazy forest photo, and I'm doing that in my bedroom.
Wait a second.
I'm like, just gonna have this apartment that's built for someone to come and trip on mushrooms, man.
Yes, dude.
Let's go traveling, man.
Also, also that sounds like fun for a party too.
Oh yeah, yeah. As soon as I get to know my neighbors, I think there's some young kids that live across from me that I think. It seems like this complex has been people that have lived there for years.
Yeah.
Like OG Echo Park folks.
That's cool.
And then, so I made sure to introduce myself to everyone and befriend all the pit bulls.
Good.
And, good call. I think that I'm okay with the neighbors. I think that they like me.
Good.
It's like, hey, I'm Chris. I just moved in. If you ever need some sugar or you're baking a pie, you know.
Don't overdo it.
I shouldn't have mentioned sugar.
Oh, they're all diabetic.
If you ever need anything, am I about to provide examples?
No!
Sugar pie! Damn it!
And then they're like, every time you are walking up the front walk, they're like, oh, look at Mr. Examples is here.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Mr. Sugar Pie, fancy shoes. This is the kind of guy that's ruining this neighborhood.
I think it's exciting that you're in a new social situation that you didn't have even in play before.
Right.
That's very cool. Like, you always forget that I've lived in a house. I've had my old racist, crabby neighbor on one side and my cool neighbor on the other side.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, that... I love the idea that could change.
Yeah, yeah. I am going to miss my roommate. I'm going to miss my courtyard people. They're like sad to see me go.
Sure.
So I do want to have a party and invite all of them, like a housewarming thing. And my neighbor Sylvia said I should register. She's like, do a registry for your party to get toasters and stuff. I'm like, don't you have to be getting married?
Yes, you do.
I think so too, but she's sweet and suggested
You know what she is? She's
now
tacky.
I have the hiccups.
You do. And mine are gone. I switched mine over to you.
You can do that? You can transfer?
Yes.
Because I tried to do that with my Spectrum wireless bill. And they would. Like, can you switch this over to my roommate?
That's their new commercial. As easy as giving hiccups to the other person in the car.
Spectrum Wireless.
Spectrum Wireless.
Like handing over hiccups.
You know how easy that is. And then seven examples from Mr. Examples.
It's fun.
I wish there was a drive-thru Starbucks near here.
Oh, yes.
I thought we were on the street we were on, which turned out to be, this is Fairfax, but I thought we were over on the part that turns into Highland, which then I knew where there was one.
Since we are close to halfway, or if not more, do you feel like...
We can make it all the way home?
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Because you don't want to, I bet you'll want to take a nap when you get me.
Yeah, I don't. I actually don't want coffee. I'm addicted to going to Starbucks.
Isn't that funny?
I just want to go there. This morning I went and just got a tea because it was fucking 5 a.m. It was, 5:30 in the morning. So I was like, oh, I can't drink coffee right now. I should be sleeping. So I got a tea instead. But it's just the ritual of it.
That's funny. I think I am guilty of that as well. I do go there and I'm like, wait, I don't need coffee. It'll give me my leg shakes.
Right.
And I'll be kicking around.
And you have to remember, which I think a lot of people, coffee has really been shoved down our throats for hundreds of years. Tea is really the shit. It's medicine. It's like herbs and like plants and shit. And it's good for you.
I've been meaning to get into tea.
Let's get you into some East Side teas.
I really... Oh, some of those East Side teas. I love Eastern tea medicine. I really want to, though. I've been meaning to do that.
Yeah.
And I've been meaning to buy picture frames. There's a lot of things I'm going to start doing.
You must have a list.
Yeah.
A moving list. It's so hard to move. I'm glad you have gotten it done.
Yeah. It was a process. It was a... I had a place, I was just going to hand move into the next unit and it didn't work out. And so I suddenly had to find a place. I was under the wire.
Yeah.
And I did it in like 10 days. And half those days I was on the road. So I'm...
Amazing.
Allow me to brag a little.
You should. Because I remember you saying that
you
were
right or left here.
You could go straight.
I think I will go straight.
You should. And actually, we'll go over Laurel Canyon, which is fun.
Ooh, pretty. Can my car handle it?
I think so. You have to drop it down into second gear.
Yeah, maybe I will. I'm at 80% oil life. Is that worth mentioning?
Ooh.
No, it's just...
Okay, pull over.
At one point, my neighbor, and one of the neighbors I won't be seeing, she had me jump start her car, a car that her son often slept in. And I forget how to ground a car when you're yeah. supposed to take, I don't know. Anyway, it blew some fuse, and so all my lights on the dash, everything alarming is of the brake system, the brake being on, the ABS, whatever that is, they're all lit up.
They're all lit up.
I just learned to ignore them.
You're taking a left here.
I am indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, do you know that I've driven lots of cars over the years that needed to be jump started. So I've had lots of experiences with jumper cables. And one time standing there, I was just kind of like, I was waiting for the other person. They hooked it up. And then I was like saying something and I just let the two hit.
Oh, wow.
And was like, got this huge jolt. It was hilarious.
Oh, wow.
But then I was just like, okay.
Anyway. Even though your hands were on the rubber, or was it they didn't?
Yeah, because I think it came through a little bit.
Oh,
because they can't
so scary.
Touch each other.
No.
That's the bad
one. I've never done that.
Yeah. It was
but
pretty
I have,
strong.
I'm bad at jump starting cars. I think I'm like green, or it's green. I think green is involved. That's how I'm bad at it.
That's how bad.
I do red, and then I do black, and then I put black right on the post, and there's always a spark, and I kind of wince a little.
Yeah.
But
it's
nothing
scary.
Really bad has ever happened. But boy,
it's scary.
I may have done some damage to my car's computer, I'll be honest.
Yeah. I wonder if they can just reset it, if it's one of those kind of things.
I could reset it by simply... Welcome to Car Talk.
Hey!
By taking one of my battery posts off and just letting the battery be unplugged for a little while, that'll reset.
Oh, okay.
If you ever need to reset your car's computer, go ahead and undo the battery. Take that from me, a guy who doesn't know shit.
And do it, for sure.
But I've been meaning to do that. I haven't done that.
I feel like I've been gone so long. It's like tripping me out.
It has been.
All these apartment buildings look beautiful.
They've rejuvenated them over the past week.
Oh, that's so nice.
Renovated, rejuvenated.
You know, so I'm also looking for a new place to live. But
you are?
Yes, but... just taking it real easy peasy.
But you're a homeowner.
I know. I'm gonna own a different home.
Oh, that's great.
I know. I'm excited.
Is it because you have a swimming pool and you feel like you don't use it enough?
No.
Or that your dogs will fall into it?
No. Okay. My dogs won't. George, I've tried to pull her into that pool. She won't go near it.
That is surprising that they don't want to swim. I thought all dogs kind of were interested in water.
I would too, especially because she's like a hound. But I think she had a bad water experience, like as a puppy. I think she was like alone on the streets in Hesperia, which is where she was found.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had bad experiences and has a weird personality.
Maybe as a puppy, just fell into a deep puddle.
Yes, nobody helped her. Then I just start crying.
Well, you need some sleep.
Why didn't anybody help her? My point being.
Dogs get traumatized.
Nope. What was it before
it
that?
It was.
Oh, looking for a new house.
Yes.
Like, I love Laurel Canyon. This is where we're driving right now,
yeah,
everybody
it's
who's
beautiful.
Listening.
Just passing Kirkwood.
It's so pretty, and it's like 70s LA, and like when you go up into these side streets, there's some houses that are just like, it's like Neil Young style, like Joni Mitchell shit, and it's cool.
Yeah, like hanging over this street.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be that fun, I suppose, to live by
no,
the traffic.
Well, not on Laurel Canyon, I think, because this traffic never stops, but
right.
up, like, tucked away, except when it rains, which now we know everything's super weather.
Yeah.
Like, Laurel Canyon will just be one big mudslide,
right.
And you kind of can't do
There's
anything
an example
about it.
Right there.
Yes, it
just
happens all the time.
River. Wow.
I know. So
you're not going to move to this area then?
No, I think I'm not sure. I'm just kind of looking everywhere.
It's hard to do it by, I mean, I looked at places in your area. I looked at, tried to find other places in Venice. I wasn't opposed to staying there. And it just kind of worked out, this Echo Park place.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm real excited.
Sometimes I feel like things that, when it works out the way it does, it's just that's how it's supposed to be. Like, it's less about the choice you have and more just what's going to come up.
Right.
What fate's going to serve you up.
And nothing makes me roll my eyes more than when someone says, well, it was meant to be, but oftentimes that really is the case. And also, sometimes it is what it is. Even though when people say that, I want to throw a firecracker in their mouth.
It's true. But then it actually is what it is.
At the end of the day, it is what it is. It's the same old, same old.
Look, all things being the same. What's that one? All things being equal.
All things considered?
All things considered, I'm Terry Gross.
Oh, just Terry, disgusting.
That is gross. Now look at these potholes.
Oh, I am dodging them. We have invented the best video game.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got another parking ticket.
Oh,
taxes are due.
Wait a second, I never paid that parking ticket and now it's three times more expensive?
And that's why I'm losing power on the road? That's such a video game thing.
Losing power.
Yeah. Or that you can't buy a sword because you have a heart condition. Zelda.
Is that how that game went? I know nothing about any video game.
Yes. All of my knowledge is from early Nintendo, which I still have in the box with the gun and a copy of Duck Hunt. It's worth a lot of money, anyone out there looking.
Is it in your new garage?
It is. It is indeed.
So now I'm just going to break into your new garage then.
Hey, you don't know the address, lady friend. But in Zelda, yeah, he would go to a store and buy things like a shield or energy or...
Oh, okay.
And I think that if he didn't have enough health, you can't go to the store. It's kind of like when you have the flu, you don't go clothes shopping.
Yeah.
Zelda was very true to life.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of store? Is that Macy's?
No, it was... I played the store owner in a live action. It was called The Legend of Neil. And I get arrested by Kyle Kinane, who is a elf cop.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Legend of Neil, Stephen? Stephen? It was very funny. I enjoyed it.
What? It's a guy that... TV show or a movie?
It was a Adam Films series, web series.
Oh, a web series, I see.
Yeah, early Comedy Central internet.
Yes, and terrible. One of the shows that was on that channel? Jimmy the Pimp, and it was about a little, like, freckle-faced white child, red-headed boy that was a baby, like a child pimp.
Wow.
And I remember when that came out, and everyone's like, this is so funny. I'm like, it is not funny.
Are you talking about the movie Problem Child?
Kind of.
Look, that's that kid.
It was like urban. They were trying to be urban about Problem Child, which is offensive on about 16 different levels.
Yeah, or one big one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Am I wrong to say that it seems like everybody has trimmed back all of their foliage? Like, everything seems very nicely...
In the 6 days you've been gone?
Yes.
Yes. I think there's been some... Ooh.
Told you.
Look at that manscaping.
Total mow down over there.
Yeah. I combined landscaping and mowing into manscaping. What do you think?
I love it. It's not a new word.
It certainly is. I just came up with it. Oh, I remember the old one now. It's me getting painfully waxed.
That's right. It's nice that you do that, though.
Well, it's for the others. It's for the visitors.
Welcome. Chris
visitor.
Gets welcomed, lasered into his pubic area. For the visitors.
Like a welcome mat.
For the paying customers. There's a cop.
Also because I like to have people stand on my crotch.
New bits. I write that one down.
Yeah.
I would write that one down if I were you.
That's fun.
Oh, wonderful comedy, everybody.
It's funny. Yeah, I always think of good jokes when I'm passing cops.
Yeah.
They put the heat on, and then I deliver.
Yeah. Then you're like, guess what? I'm going to kill you with comedy. So it's not real.
So it's not,
therefore, it's not a felony.
Yeah, it's not a recorded threat on an officer that you've made.
that wasn't smart.
No, come on. Everything we've done is fine.
Everything we do is great. Positivity.
Oh, positivity. We haven't talked. I'm sad. Do you get sad?
Yep.
I do too.
It's very sad.
We miss our friend Brody Stevens. He's the best. I just want to say that right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure a lot of we haven't podcasted since he passed, and it's very sad.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize when someone dies, there's the initial, like, I saw a picture posted of him, and right away I was like, oh, he committed suicide.
Yeah.
And I felt sad that I thought that.
Yes.
And then I felt sad that I was right, but then little things come up because I realize he's someone I thought about a lot.
Yes.
When I'm reminding myself to be positive and everything, and it's just so ironic that he was struggling so much, but hey, we're thinking of Brody Stevens. The end. I don't want to bum people out.
No, I know.
Sometimes I'm a bummer, but it is important to mention that.
It is really important, but also, I think also that idea, I think what makes it so touching is he was a person who struggled so much with his mental health, struggled and really tried. And so
his
comedy,
struggle.
He would yell positivity and positive push and all this stuff, but it really was real because he needed to do that to get through every day.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of people feel. And it's important to, I don't know, acknowledge it.
I just think, in retrospect, I'm glad that he had comedy. What if he didn't have it?
Yes. And he was such a good comic. He was like...
Yeah.
He was such a good comic.
Yeah, and the happiest I ever was to see him was when I worked at Fuel TV, I did interview this skateboarder that was throwing a pitch, the Rob Dyrdek guy.
Yeah.
And so I was on the Dodger grass, like I'd never been to the stadium, and I don't feel like I belong there. I'm like, it should be illegal that I'm here with a cameraman, but I always felt like we shouldn't be somewhere.
You're right.
But we had the credentials to be there. And then off in the distance, I hear Fairbanks, and I look over, and Brody was sitting in the dugout with the Dodgers. He was just
serious?
With the Dodgers. And he's like,
Fairbanks,
you want to meet some Dodgers? And I went, and I met these kids that play for the, like, they were so young, but they really liked him, and he was hanging out there all the time, and it was so cool to me that he was just there with the team right before the game.
That's him in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Like, he had all these passions, and it was comedy and baseball and, you know, talking about his career.
Yeah.
Is what I found. Yeah, and it was, I don't know, that the thing that got me was they retweeted the next day after he died, the Arizona State baseball team had a moment of silence before their game.
And so did the Cubs. And they mentioned him a couple times.
Oh, no.
In a press conference and during a game.
That just
gets
me.
And I don't know what his connection to the Chicago Cubs is.
I don't either, but it's that kind of thing of people... I don't think anybody understands how important they are to other people. Like, I just makes me, it's so painful because it's like Brody would have loved it.
Oh, yeah.
He would have loved it.
Of all people, he would have liked to know, oh my God, that they mentioned him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Arizona, he played for them, right? I think he played for Arizona State. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's, it is... Bad. It is bad.
Also, we're lightly touching on bad things.
Sure. Well, we almost did an Alzheimer's podcast in the beginning.
I know. Oh, forget. Sorry. Up there at that light, you're going to go right.
Oh, thanks.
That's right. We had a lot.
You don't want to let me in. You got to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course.
You want to be Honda Fit.
Like, follow that guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're after him now.
Yes.
What did he do?
Follow him. Get him.
Get him.
He just offended me. The thing I was going to say is I saw this video this morning on Twitter. I retweeted it because these students, they were having a vigil for there were two teenagers that were killed in the Christchurch shooting.
Uh-huh.
And the school that they went to in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
and the school that they went to, they were having this vigil, and these kids broke out in a haka. Have you ever seen a haka?
Yeah.
The Maori haka.
Yeah.
It's the coolest, like, and I was on the plane crying. Like there's something about it where it was like...
It's a powerful emotional.
Yes.
It's the most powerful emotional, certainly of dances or whatever you want to call it.
But I'd only seen it ever with kind of connected a little bit with like sports or like we're really strong and we're going to get you. Almost like a kind of, almost like cheerleading, but obviously this ancient and cultural
but certainly
thing.
Not used in a mourning situation.
In a mourning situation, and in that situation where it felt like they were going like, fuck you for doing this.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a it's beautiful in its strength. Like,
yeah.
It just made me happy.
Yeah.
But also now I'm crying.
That's okay.
You have to see it. And also, you can't get teenagers to give a shit about anything. And there is a group of kids that's like 20 kids, and then the group just keeps growing and it gets louder and louder.
I don't want to sound like the opposite of an old man, but I think young people are better than they used to be.
They are, for sure.
They really are aware, and I'm not talking about not looking at phones, aware or whatever.
No, they're like awake.
Mm-hmm.
They care about what's happening around them. Yeah. Well, but also because their parents paid attention to them, so they think their opinion matters.
Yeah.
So then they go, oh, I care about something, and it matters that I care.
Yeah.
Where I literally didn't vote till I was like 24.
Right. Yeah.
Or even 34.
Yeah. There are times where I see kids filled with self-confidence, and I'm offended by it for some reason, but it's because 100%. I was raised to not, you know, be...
not exist.
You know, be heard, you know,
yes.
Make sure that... because that also can be an annoying thing. Like, everyone, listen to me. I got something to say. It's like, who wants to be around that? It depends on the situation.
You have to... always, in every case, you have to be cool.
You got to have a balance. You got to be chill. You got to be cool.
You got to be stronger. You got to be...
all I know, love saving me.
That is the worst fucking song. You gotta be hip. You I gotta be wild. No, you're right. It's the best song. Now that I sing it out a little bit.
I bought that cassette tape, Karen. I bought it. And I was well into college.
Did it make you feel positive?
It did. I liked her. What was her name? I think Desiree's right. Yeah.
There was also the one, you can meet me by railway. Remember that one?
Oh, no.
I don't care how you get there, just...
Is it a Bonnie Raitt song, or is that just where your voice went?
Similar.
I did stand up, and I... well, we kind of changed the subject, so I don't need...
No, no.
I would do it... well, you teared up just now, and then... we started talking about other things, so I want to go back to that.
I love doing
stand-up, and I
you
said...
You cried on stage?
Yes! I did again!
Oh, because you did a Brody?
I said, yeah, his voice... I always like doing an impression of him.
Yes.
And JP from Conan was there. It was like a fun show, and I wanted to do well on it, and there was a very good audience, and it was going very well. And then all of a sudden... his voice came out of my mouth, and then I started crying, and I'm like, well, this isn't the time for this. There's something that I'm realizing is when I'm on stage and I'm doing stand-up, I am emotionally available.
Yes.
Or I may have to make myself that way.
You're vulnerable, yeah.
And I didn't know that that's when I should audition for... you, if there's ever like a dramatic film where I have to cry, I should do stand up during the audition and then say, okay, I'm tear ready.
Yes. Well, also because, you know, that's like church laughing, where, you know,
yes.
Stage crying is not allowed. So then it adds the pressure.
You're so right. Me crying while doing stand up is church laughing. It really is. That is what it is. It is exactly what happened. No, a lot of people didn't notice.
Yeah.
JP said he noticed. But,
yeah.
But it went away. I'm like, oh, I sounded like my friend.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, not that Brody and I were... but that's the other thing. You're like, oh, I should have hung out with him more.
Right.
Whatever. But it's like...
but nobody hangs out with anybody in LA.
I know, exactly. I don't hang out with anybody.
We don't hang out with each other unless we're podcasting or doing a comedy show together.
I think things are about to change because I move. I don't live... I'm not sequestered to the beach anymore.
True. Well, like, good.
Why was I a retired boatman for so many years?
Yeah. Well, also, like, I find this with looking for a new house. It feels impossible, because I've lived in my house for almost 15 years.
Yeah.
It feels impossible to live in a different house. But I keep thinking, no, I want to be different. I want to not be the person that lives in that house anymore. I want to be different.
What do you want with your new place?
I want to finally feel whole. No, I want a pool, and I want it to be small but with high ceilings. Okay. And that's kind of pretty, and also just a little bit away so that it's quiet. Because my house now is so quiet, I love it.
Okay. How about exposed rafters? Do you like those?
If they're there, fine. I kind of like a little bit of hilly, like Laurel Canyon, but not off of Laurel Canyon because that's too restrictive. So like the hills would be a dream, but houses are so fucking expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's crazy.
I guess right now it's not the best time, but I don't know how to follow the market.
The market's going down now.
Is it?
Yeah. Because people aren't buying.
Man, it's been, maybe they'd be renting though, they because do. Everything, it was very expensive. I found an okay place, but I got those hills.
Yeah.
I got the ceiling. Well, it's coming close to 9 foot ceiling.
Really? That's nice.
Once you go to 11, you can't go back.
You don't go back.
No, you can't.
Well, there's something I lived in an apartment when I lived in Silver Lake, and it was like 30 foot ceilings. It was one of those ones where you walk in, then you walk down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, that lady is struggling with so many things.
That dog almost tripped her. Frank did that to me in the crosswalk once. I almost kicked him across the street because he walked in between my legs in a crosswalk, and I was like, "Are you trying to kill me?"
Oh, that's yeah. I guess they just don't realize.
No, they don't. They don't know.
They don't know.
Those
what
dogs
human legs do.
Should I keep on describing high ceilings, or do you think we're done?
No,
with that?
I'm a big fan of it. I am so.
Are you a ceiling fan?
Yes. Yeah.
I've only had
pump it up.
2 hours of sleep.
Pump it up.
But yeah. I can still rip.
Ceiling fan. Oh shit! Oscillating.
You know it's a good joke when you make Steven make a noise. That's...
He just made an Ed McMahon noise. Oh. Boom. Boom! Natty like! I'm sorry, I don't believe Ed McMahon sounded like that or ever yelled daddy like.
Did he? No, I don't think he did actually.
Well, I didn't want to go heyo. How long do you get to be in town? And because you're going to need time to focus on searching. I needed to block out a few weeks to do my
I've been doing
search.
It in between here and there because I don't have a time. So it's not like I sold my house or gave notice or anything, so I can do it whenever I want to.
That's great. Yeah, that was the I was against the wire or whatever you say because my roommate's fiance was moving in and time was of the essence. It's like so hard to time that.
Yeah.
But I think it worked out as best it can. I'm about after this I go to my old place and move the washer and dryer out. Put it in the alley with a free !works! sign.
That thing will be gone in one moment.
I believe so, too. I don't think it'll be littering for maybe a couple hours.
Look at this.
There's your home.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Safe and sound. It's gorgeous. You know what? I'm going to make it really special and go into your driveway.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Another classic episode. Adhering to our original mission statement of using the terrible fucking airport.
Yes, that was an airport episode if you've ever heard one.
I wasn't taking it well, but I'm in a good mood now.
I mean, I was also in a bad mood, but look, this is when you deal with things at 6, 8 in the morning. 6, 7, 8 in the morning. Ugh. What are you supposed to do? It sucks.
Well, I'm in a good mood now, but we're going to stop podcasting and then I'll go right back to feeling like shit.
Now cross your arms real tight and drive home.
Goddamn right. That sounds dangerous. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride?
Wait.
We have. Would you like to plug anything?
Yeah, I don't have a plug, but we have merch that people should... Oh, I'm going to put my coat over my microphone.
People like those enamel pins.
Yes, we have enamel pins of our heads. It's Chris Fairbanks' original drawing. We have a t-shirt with our heads and Dinar. Yeah. It's really cool merch, and we're really excited about it. So go to the Exactly Right website.
And really nice mugs. And one of the mugs is for being in a car because, you know, we have a web... what is this, a website?
This is a website.
We have a talking website that takes place in a car, so you can get our website-based podcast mugs for driving in your car. Oh my god, I almost had a stroke. That took so much brain power.
Or starting a website. And And then you can also look at the Exactly Right Network, which is the network we just started.
Yeah, a lot of new merch.
Yes, and new shows and also exciting things coming up.
Oh, I'm excited. What's that new, the new show with the guy that
It's called Jensen and Holes Murder Squad.
And you met him on during a tour or...
Yes. Do you have any upcoming shows?
Not really. I'm just going to focus on moving. I'll probably think of something when we're doing commercials.
Oh,
wish that I'd said it. Ooh, I go to the dentist for a deep cleaning on April 29th.
Great. So. Mark your calendars, everybody.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride?
D-Y-N-A-R!
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.